Hey everybody, you're back with Dave and then this is To The Death Podcast.
Episode 39, that's too fast, Davey, you're talking too fast.
Hey everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed, and this is To The Death Podcast.
We're talking to Dr. Dave again.
Dr. David Swoboda from Ground Game Physio. Check him out on groundgamephysio.com. D. Swoboda on Instagrammy.
I think this conversation was very fun, but I think I kind of took too much control of it. When I was looking back at the audio for it, I'm looking at all just the bars of me talking.
It was good because it was entertaining to listen to, but we didn't touch any of the topics that I was hoping to.
I didn't
get
even
to
know what you wanted to talk about.
I
what
wanted
happens,
to talk about. Oh, I thought you were asking me.
No,
right
we'll
now.
Talk about it in the outro, but you guys just got me in a frenzy and you wanted to just work me up, and you guys did.
We wanted to get through to you, and I thought, since I can't do it on my own, maybe if we tag teamed, we'd be able to do it. Did we get through to you?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, perfect. So you're a purple belt.
Hold on. What happened is when I gave Dave some critique, doctor, you took his side, not mine. I don't know why you never take my side, ever.
Because you're never right. If you become right at any point, I'll take your side.
If I was never right, we wouldn't be getting better.
No, because you do good work. You're never right, but you do good
work.
That's
the stupidest thing you ever said.
You say that every episode. That's the drinking game. Anytime Ed says that's the stupidest thing you ever said.
In this episode, I say that you say the meanest thing to me because you say another mean thing.
What was the meanest thing that I said to you?
In this episode, they'll hear it.
Oh, that I don't love you? That I won't hug you? Which thing is it?
It's that I don't know what love is.
You don't know what
love
is?
No, yes, I do. That's wrong of you to say that. And that's
you know why
mean.
I said that? It's from Forrest Gump.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I can't even with this guy. I don't know what I'm doing here. We were just talking before the podcast. Ed yesterday was reminding me of Crazy Eddie. He doesn't know who Crazy Eddie is. I'm dating myself again. We have some old listeners out there. Crazy Eddie, that's what Ed was last night. If you don't know who it is, go to YouTube, Google Crazy Eddie.
Yeah, he came out before I was even born.
Fine, I was alive.
Good for you.
That's why I knew. You were Crazy Eddie last night.
One of the things that the doctor and you do is make a lot of assumptions, and you assume people know the things that you already know, and you take that for granted. You're like, oh, yeah, I already know that. Yeah, I already know that. You know there's people listening that don't know it, and they don't like when you rub it in their face that you know it and they don't.
I think that they know it, too. You're the only one that doesn't know it.
It's not true. There's plenty of things I know that you don't know.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I know much more than you.
No, I didn't say I know more than you. I said there's plenty of things that I know that you don't. See, you don't even listen,
I
right?
know those things, and you don't even know that I know them. I know. Of course I know it. If you know it, I know it.
You couldn't put this podcast together.
I could put it together. We've gone over this before. You take the little card out, you put it in the thing, you Audacity it up, ship it.
Exactly. Audacity it up.
Audacity it up.
I spent freaking Audacity 5 hours on this one because the doctor doesn't know how to hold the microphone.
I yelled at him several times about the microphone.
And you can't be fixed. Some people can't be fixed.
Dave, you're broken. I'm sorry. You know what? We could talk all the crap we want because he's not going to listen anyway.
I know. We talk about that too.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Dave. Such a good friend.
And he wants to start his own podcast. He doesn't even know how to speak loud enough.
I want my key back.
Yeah, you should get it back.
I'm getting it back.
You just changed the lock without telling him.
No, that's expensive. I did that once already.
Really expensive?
Yeah. It's a couple $100.
All right.
I'd rather not spend that.
Fine. It is funny.
It would be funny. I want to get one of those electronic locks, like the Nest front doors. I just give people a code, and then when I don't want them to have the code anymore, I just turn the code off. It doesn't work anymore.
It's a good idea.
I don't know if you can do that for these, though.
You probably could, but that's probably a couple $100, too.
Well, I would rather do that than change the locks. If I ever had to change the locks again, that's what I do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Can you tell me about your jiu-jitsu week?
My jiu-jitsu week?
Yeah.
Monday, tap by Sam several times. Tuesday, tap by Sam several times. Wednesday, tap by Sam several times. Thursday, tap by Sam several times.
Sounds like a great week.
There's
for
a recurring theme here. Sam, you're dead next week because Yanni's coming.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be fun. But I did tap Sam. We talk about that too.
Finally.
But we did roll again tonight and he was trying to get me. He didn't, but.
Yeah, but you didn't get him. You didn't even get close.
Not even close.
You must have gotten lucky yesterday.
No, I wasn't lucky. I was hungry. I wanted to prove it to myself. Because he does give his back up. That's how Yanni's going to tap him. He's going to take his back.
I could see that.
But then after class, after I tapped him, I showed him a couple details. And guess what? He used them on me today. So he listens very well.
He knows how to learn. From wrestling all those years, he knows how to put things right into action. That's why I used to be able to guillotine him. After you guillotine him two or three times, that's it. Can no longer guillotine him.
Yeah, we got to get him ready for competition. That's our next goal. When
I think he's ready.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like,
I know what you mean.
He's got to get in competition shape because he's not in the best shape.
Yeah, but anyone in his weight class is going to be in similar shape.
Yeah, but why not be the best? Why not be in the best shape of everybody?
I agree with you, but I'm just saying. I think he could do
it
right now.
Why are you saying it?
Because I want to see him compete. I don't care the shape that he's in. Fine.
Well, how about the sponsors we got? We got this awesome sponsor. They let us sit inside of their facility, record. We could do video, audio. We could do private lessons, training, regular classes, gi, no gi. We got a workshop coming this weekend, Core BJJ. You can follow them at CoreBJJNJ.com. Also, all their social media, they would love to hear from you, CoreBJJNJ.
Wow, that was good, Ed. Did you rehearse that?
No, I've been thinking about you a lot.
You've been thinking about me because you want to choke me.
I go to class today,
I could choke him. He's been pissing me off.
Yeah, this is a nice build up to the episode. We're lower energy right now, but you guys are about to hear me go into a frenetic pace.
Yeah, Ed was crazy in this episode. I sit back, I enjoy. In the beginning, you cut out quite a bit in the beginning, and I was just trying to get a word in, and I couldn't. So I just sat back, I left the microphone in my lap, and I was like smiling, just watching you go off.
You were trying to jump in.
I was trying, but I wanted to jump in at the right point. I don't want to cut anyone off, especially with the role you were on yesterday. I didn't want you to lose your train of thought.
It's exactly what I've been building towards. It's like getting the emotions. Like, we do talk to Dr. Dave in this episode about being a little monotone. Because if there's no video, everything's got to be in the voice. It's got to be. Or else it's just going to be like our first episode. If we go back and listen to that compared to what we put out today.
Our first episode.
Yeah, our first one. It's like
I'm going to go listen to it tomorrow.
You should. It's way different.
That makes me want to take the first episode down.
No.
I know, but we're not really going to. But because of how far we've come, maybe we would do better now if we had
maybe
a good first episode up.
No. People aren't necessarily going back to the first one. They just want to see where we are now.
Have you seen the first one is number 3 in our listens?
Sure. The first is always going to be the best because they're going to check it out.
You just said nobody's going back. Now you're saying they're going to go check it out.
In the first couple months, it hasn't gotten any more views in months and months and months. It gets one occasionally.
It climbs all the time.
What I'm saying to you is it's good that it's not that good because you can go back and compare and see we're on our way up. If we were the same now than we were the first episode, that's a bad sign.
I agree.
Right, so stop saying that.
You've come a long way. I'm waiting. I'm riding those coattails. I'll get there sooner or later.
I'd like to talk to you about how you could step it up.
Talk to me. Let's do it.
Maybe later.
We should do that in our therapy session.
That's funny. Wait till you hear that. That's good. I want to talk about that in the outro as well.
Can you stop rocking, please? Somebody actually pointed that out on social media.
Yeah, but
you
nobody
sit
knows.
Here and rock
Exactly. The cameras. I didn't know that you were watching. They weren't really.
You used the video of you bobbing.
It's all I could get. You rushed me through to get the video.
I rushed you through. I gave you the thing back there and I said, I'll leave. Just close up when you're done.
I got stuff to do. I can't be sitting here all night doing that.
Either you were rushed or you have stuff to do. Which one is it?
Both.
Okay. All right. Let's get into the episode, Ed.
Okay.
Wait a second. Oh, you sing in the outro.
Yes.
You better sing.
No, I forgot. I don't want to.
No, you're singing.
All right. Bye.
To the death. Wait.
Okay.
What's the matter with you?
I'm losing it.
To the death. Episode
39
with Dr. Swoboda.
David Swoboda.
Now you made me lose my train of thought.
It's fine.
How is this actually in terms of distance from my face?
He doesn't know because he doesn't have the earphones
anymore. But look, see how you're pointing it straight up in the air? Point it towards you.
Towards me, like this.
That's what. Because then you could be a little further. But if you point it straight up in the air, it's no good.
What were we talking about right before that? Hang on.
Naughty things.
No. Yeah, we were just having a good conversation. What were we talking about? Your Instagram video.
Yeah.
Please. I'm not saying that your other Instagram videos are bad because they're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that you shot in the corner here because of the white background and the bright lights, video looks great.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm actually like really grateful to you for letting me use that space because my video quality has definitely gone up substantially.
You're welcome, sir.
You are so welcome.
I really do appreciate it.
You should thank me because without me, you wouldn't even know Dave.
I was going to say both of you guys have actually been
I'm the best, though. Say I'm better.
You can say he's better. After he leaves, you can tell me it's me.
I don't know if he's better. He was the conduit to us meeting, though, really. Samir was, and my mom.
Samir. And Samir is the man.
He definitely is the man.
Dude, I love that dude. And I never even met him.
Oh, you did? Oh, you heard him. So guess what? I do want to reach out to him and have him on one of my next episodes when I do Alone, so you can listen to that.
Okay, when are we going to hear another Sweaty Eddie show?
It's in the works. I spend so much hours creating clips that you hate That Wait,
you need to stop. You really need to stop twisting the words that I say, because I never said hate. I never even said dislike. I believe I have a text that I can put on social media that says might be the funniest thing ever.
Oh, no, you're talking about the second clip. I'm saying the first clip that
and
made me...
I didn't
me...
say that the first clip was bad. I said the toothbrush was better.
Oh, can I tell you why it gets me a little flustered?
Please.
And I
Let
am
the people know.
Sure, I am wrong for this. I listened to a podcast recently because of Gustavo. He told me to listen to Jerry Seinfeld on somebody else's podcast, somebody famous.
Okay.
And he was talking about how to be creative. How okay. do you make the number one sitcom in the world? And what he said is it's just incremental, working a little bit every day, not overdoing it. Like mm-hmm. I overdid it today, for sure. But you need to replicate it over and over. And while you're being creative, you need to coddle yourself, be nice to yourself during the creative process, because the process is so hard.
Yeah.
So as soon as I finish what I did, I should really take a step back and not show it to anybody. But instead, I showed it to Dave, and he gave me negative feedback with positive feedback as well. No, no, no. You definitely did. It was a little negative, and it was constructive criticism. I'm not saying it's wrong, but when I'm in that fragile state, I get worked up, and it's hard to control the emotions, which is, I know, I have to. But even with a consciously knowing that I need to control my emotions, still in that I'm so vulnerable in that state that it just
yes,
hurts
so
to hear
I have a question for you. You just said you feel vulnerable. So do you feel like you let other people's perceptions of you, you let other people's opinions really influence how you feel about yourself?
Not just anybody's.
Okay.
And
so it's because you value his opinion?
Barely. The thing is, why am I vulnerable? It's because I'm not confident.
Okay. No.
I'm not confident yet because I'm just starting. I'm a white belt in creating these videos. I'm a zero stripe white belt in creating videos.
Okay, so how are you going to get confident?
I just have to keep doing them.
Yes.
And I still have to block the feedback out to an extent, but I have to let it in because I won't get better if I don't let it in.
Can I tell you are not a white belt at creating these videos?
Yeah, no,
the
definitely not.
The clips that you're making are amazing. The second clip that you made today, hilarious. Even the first one, very good. The way that you did it was good. All I said was that I liked the toothbrush one better because that was hilarious. You shot all that video yourself to create the entire clip. This clip was a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You pieced it all together. It was great. I just liked the toothbrush one better. That was the only criticism you got.
I know, but I'm just saying, in the heightened state of my emotions, I'm looking the positivity, like he said. I shouldn't even have showed it to you. I should start making things, let myself have 24 hours to really break it down, rewatch it,
mm-hmm.
and then make the final cut, and then send it. I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I'm sending it too early, because you guys are giving me criticism on the newest one, which is right, but I still just created it. It's still fresh. It's my baby that was just born. I don't want you to critique how ugly it is.
What if you show it to us, and we criticize it sooner, and you're able to fix it earlier? Isn't that better than waiting?
No, because you're still going to get a chance to criticize it before I put it out. I want to be able to properly criticize it myself. I'm too close to it still.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Two things. One, you are too close to it. So when you get this feedback, it's not just feedback. You're not receiving it as feedback on the video. You're receiving it as feedback on you as a creator.
Yeah.
So you need
stop
to
stop talking trash about me, bro.
I'm not trying to. I'm saying you need to detach from it a little bit.
Okay. Easy to say. As we always say, it's easy to say.
Yeah.
And I will be there when you start your podcast and you hit that first creative bump where you create something, you spend so much time on it, and you think, this is the best I can do. I can't do any better than this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says, not even close.
I don't think he has that ceiling.
No, what do you mean ceiling? Everybody has that.
No.
When he starts the podcast, he doesn't know anything. He needs my help.
Doesn't
you're saying this, though, as if I've never done like a creative endeavor before.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
You're saying this like you don't know how to speak into a microphone.
I might not know that. I might need to get better at that.
I'm not saying for a creative endeavor, because jiu-jitsu is a creative endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this and I've been critiqued on it countlessly.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're first starting out, even in jiu-jitsu, and you think, oh, I got this figured out, or I'm starting to figure this out, and then you just get humbled over and over again,
yeah.
You move on quicker and quicker. When I put 9 hours into a video, it's hard to get myself to do the next one because you need to create from nothing again,
mm-hmm.
and then start all over again. So you can't just wipe it away right away. That's why like baseball is an easy sport, because I lost today, let's play again tomorrow, as opposed to football where I got to wait a whole week to wipe this loss away.
Sure, but you created for 9 hours today. You get to wake up tomorrow and create again. You can create something completely new, or you can create more of what you just did today.
I've talked about this in the past before I've gotten better at this. You only have so much creative energy before
sure.
you get
yeah.
exhausted.
Yeah, yeah, I agree
And I
with
feel
that.
Like I exhausted myself to the point that it's going to be, it just makes it harder the next time. It is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you are right. Everything you're saying is right. But what I'm telling you is the reason people do hit these road bumps and stall and not want to do it anymore is because they'll have a day like today and they'll take too much of it to heart and then they don't want to do it again. I don't want that feeling again.
This gets to something else that we've spoken about off of this podcast before, which is that you have all of these ups and downs, and I feel like you ride the high very much and you're super creative, and then you get this down period and you really let it get to you. And so when people have those down periods, if they let it get to them too much, that's when they don't show up again the next day and create again the next day.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We let you.
I'm sitting here. I'm just waiting till I jumping in. So you've been doing jiu-jitsu for so long. Jiu-jitsu is constant criticism and corrections. Why can you do that, but you can't take the corrections?
Obviously, you weren't listening.
He can take them.
Because it's brand new. It's like you're a white belt all over again.
It's because I roll with Sam today, right? I get demolished. Then I roll with Dr. Dave, and I crush. And that you feel instantly better because it was literally a minute later, as opposed to I'm creating a clip and I'm not efficient at it yet. Like you said, oh, maybe you should be more efficient about it. True, but I can't yet because I don't have a mentor in it. So I'm kind of just doing it blindfolded. If I had somebody over my shoulder, because you guys aren't experts at it. So when you give me criticism, I'm like, what the hell
do
they
know? Should I listen to their criticism?
No, I should, because you are right. And that's hard. It's hard to listen to somebody that's beneath you in like podcasting or video making. And take it. It's even harder. Now, if somebody was way better than me and they said the same thing to me, you think I would take it a lot easier?
Probably so.
For sure. But I don't know them, so I need to meet them.
Well, part of the beauty of jiu-jitsu is you learn to kind of subjugate your ego, because anyone could tap you at any given time,
sure.
Right?
So. No, I know. But it is hard in newer things. Like jiu-jitsu, I can easily humble myself and be like, it's not a big deal because I've been here so long. But even when transferring to another thing, because I've transferred, it's not just been podcasts, this isn't my second creative endeavor, all of them, I always start out low, and if I don't have a mentor, I always quit. This is the first thing where I haven't had a mentor where I haven't quit.
I was going to say, we're being kind of tough on you.
Your mentor.
You are my punching bag.
Ed, seriously.
Fine, as long as it keeps you motivated to continue.
Yeah, we're giving you
idiot.
Here, but...
You can't. What do we say?
We're giving you a hard time here.
I'm going to idiot that.
But... You know, you are showing up and doing it. And like you said, this is the first thing you've done without a mentor, without a coach, that you haven't quit. So that's something to be proud of right there.
I hate it, but it shows you the importance of mentors. Because if I did, I'd be excelling faster, which is what I want, but it's not necessarily right.
So you're self-made right now, but you haven't quit because I constantly am nagging you not to quit. But if there was a mentor here, they would make you rise faster.
With you, in coordination with you. Anybody that's
given... in coordination with
you. No, I'm saying... I'm saying I would still I would still value your feedback even if I had the mentor.
Yeah. Is he being sincere right now?
I think so.
For sure, I am. Because there is pros to not having a mentor, because I am having to really figure it out. And when you do figure out a move, like say you show me an armbar, right? And I can't hit it. But then when I finally do hit it from a spot that you didn't show me, I remember it better. It's like the muscle memory. So now that I figured out how to float your face on a video. I did that out of anger because I didn't get the feedback I wanted from the clip. It's not like you gave me the negative, but I was looking for a certain feedback, okay. Expectations high again, and you didn't give it to me. So what happened to me? I got angry. I'm like, all right, let me show him what I can do. And I did make a better clip. So I do use it, but it does hurt still. Mm-hmm. It still hurts to do.
Can I ask you, could you find a podcast mentor or a creative outlet mentor?
I could do anything. Have I really tried? I don't really know the exact right way. I have to ask myself some different questions.
Just because on my end, like the way that I go about everything in life is if I want to do something, I find people who are excellent at it and I just surround myself with those people. So I have this business coaching mentorship where I've learned a ton. I have a strength coaching mentorship. I train jiu-jitsu. I hang out with you guys. You're my jiu-jitsu mentors also. So it's like you can figure it out on your own, but it's going to be a lot harder and you're going to go through a lot of struggles that you otherwise might not need to if you can surround yourself with the right people.
I don't necessarily want to pay somebody to be my mentor. Now, you don't pay us, I'm saying, but we have a nice agreement. That's the kind of thing I want. I want to find somebody and I want to interest them into mentoring me. That's what because I think that's more valuable.
Did Michael Malice block you on Twitter?
He didn't block me.
All right, so there's hope.
And he's talked about this the other day.
But he's not my mentor. I want a mentor like a blue belt mentor in podcasting, because I am a white belt, even though he says I'm not in podcasting. I want to meet a blue belt or a purple belt, because that's a little bit, I think it's easier to find that mentor than a black belt. Why would they help me?
Okay. Can I tell you, you don't listen to as many hours of podcasting as I do. You are way above white belt at podcasting. You don't watch as many crappy clips as I do. You are way above a white belt at clip creation. Now, back to this whole mentorship thing, because you're self-made and you're succeeding or you're growing and everything is getting better, maybe the rise is slower, is it more gratifying doing it yourself?
For sure.
Okay.
I don't know when this turned into like talking me off the ledge here. It sounds like you guys are keeping me from committing suicide.
We care about you, Ed.
I was in the dumps today, like just miserable the whole day.
I've got one other piece that I want to talk to you about is, like, I asked you before, how do you get more confident? And your answer was like, keep doing it, keep showing up. I would argue that there's one other lever to pull, if you will, which is like affirmations. And it starts sounding kind of like new agey and like out there when you talk about positive affirmations and things like that.
Well, you are a millennial. Continue.
I am a millennial.
No, me and him. You're a millennial too.
I am not a millennial.
He's on the edge of Gen X. Okay. You're on the edge of Gen Z though. are for sure.
I agree with, like, number wise, yes, but like behaviors and personality wise, very different.
It's a compliment to you.
It's okay. Thank you.
The reason you take it as a negative is interesting.
Okay. Anyway.
He just wants to go right over. It's all right. Dave doesn't even know what we're talking about. Go ahead.
We can circle back to the millennial thing. But it's like you have this perception of yourself, and you even keep saying, I'm a white belt at podcasting. We're sitting here saying, no, you're not. You're above that.
But both don't even podcast.
Hang on.
In
your brain, you're a white belt, right? When you got promoted in jiu-jitsu, was there like a mindset shift where you felt like you didn't deserve the belt, but then you got it and you're like, okay, I'm here. Maybe I do deserve this.
I think that only happened at brown. When I got my blue, I knew I was ready.
Okay. So you feel like right now you're not at blue belt level of podcasting, but...
I guess. It seems arbitrary the way we're talking about it, but keep going.
Moral of the story is that if you can change the way that you think about yourself as a podcaster and as a creative person... I think that it's going to help you get over these like mental roadblocks.
Yeah, but I didn't give myself a blue belt. Somebody gave it to me. They gave me the affirmation. I want the affirmation from somebody above me.
So all that meant is that someone who's already been there looked at you and recognized you're good enough for this.
Yeah.
But you just said you're a self-made podcaster, right? Like you don't have a mentor.
Very failed, and we're right on the edge of quitting. So keep going.
Who is we?
I am, and okay. I'm the one doing all of it. So if I quit, you quit.
So why can't why can't you give yourself a promotion then?
That's not how it works in jiu-jitsu. It's like me promoting myself in jiu-jitsu.
He's not talking about jiu-jitsu. Like he's talking about podcasting.
You don't know what works like that.
I know what works for myself because I've changed a lot over the past year.
Yeah, but me and you are different.
Okay. Mm. We can sit here for the next half hour and I could play 100 podcasts that sound way worse than anything that you've ever created.
Yep.
Ever.
So if I promote myself to blue belt right now, will you guys shut up about it?
I think that you should be a purple belt, honestly.
All right, that's enough.
Two straight blue belt at
podcasting.
Can
we talk about Dr. Dave? We called him in here. We're not to talk about me.
We didn't call him in here. He volunteered.
He didn't volunteer. I called him.
No, yeah, I like you guys.
I begged him. Please, yeah. Dr. Come.
Because you wanted a guest.
I love having guests.
Well, luckily, Dr. Dave is a good guest to have. Did you listen to his most recent episode?
Unfortunately, I forgot.
Yeah, okay, so... Dr. Dave, this is a compliment to you. If there's anybody out there that's looking for a guest on their podcast, Dr. Dave would be a great guest to have because he's educated. He seems to know what he's talking about. He speaks clearly, more clearly than the hosts. And
he's handsome.
You don't get that
know
through
how
the podcast.
That helps for
they
podcasting.
Hear, no, they
I
can
appreciate
hear it.
That, though.
No, they can hear it through
they can hear it in your voice.
Wow. Yeah, I can hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hang on. I'm going to close my eyes. Go ahead. Talk, Dave.
How do I sound?
I
don't think I have a particularly handsome voice, but
Dave does.
But you speak clear.
Thank you.
No,
you
of course
are
he speaks clear.
When I remember how close to hold the microphone.
Just listen to podcasts. Too many people out there that don't speak clear or guests. Dave's not the host. He doesn't speak into a microphone. Maybe he doesn't speak clear. Mm-hmm. Some hosts don't speak clear.
Sure, but he's got the practice.
He's better
though.
Than some of the hosts.
Didn't you do practice in doctor school, like bedside manner and stuff, practice like that?
Did you have a microphone in your hand when you did it?
No, but that's not podcasting.
No, but yes,
it's communication.
I was going to say, I do have like clinical training in communication.
That's a big deal.
I read a lot. I
People
listen to
don't
a lot
understand
of podcasts.
That.
So,
yeah,
so yeah,
that's a big deal.
I think I'm a decently eloquent person.
No, because
person.
It's not only that. It's
eloquent.
When you focus and think, because until recently, before we started this, maybe a couple years before that, Joe Rogan said it on his podcast, it's a thing that he's been honing.
Yes.
So
oh,
like
yeah,
jiu-jitsu, 100%. If you just show up and roll, but you don't critique yourself after or have somebody looking over you, you'll never get better.
Yeah. And as a physical therapist, like one of my most important tools I always thought beyond like what I did with my hands was the education that I gave people. So I think just speaking clearly and communicating what you want to communicate is a really powerful tool. So yeah, I have been honing that off of the podcast, I guess, when you put it that
for
way.
For sure.
And you're good at it.
Thanks, man.
Reach out
that.
To Dr. Dave, DSwoboda on Instagram or Ground Game Physio on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Also, check out his website, groundgamephysio.com. Reach out to him. He's a great guest.
all credit for the website goes to Dave.
Oh, thanks. Listen, I've gotten a lot I mean, as many people as you're working with in here, mm-hmm. everyone that you're working with in here is happy.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they're doing much better since working with you. So I'm happy to have you in here
awesome.
Working with these
Thank
people.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And that is actually a really cool feeling when like you wake up to a text from someone. They're like, hey, my back felt great when I rolled, or my ankle felt great when I rolled. It's like, ah, awesome. I'm doing good things.
So now let's swing this in the other direction. When are you going to fix my elbow?
When are you going to actually show up when I say, hey, let's schedule a video session?
I want in person. You're here right now.
Okay.
All right. When are you going to be here next? Sabado, yo.
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay. We'll do it then.
All right.
Dave loves pushing this kind of stuff off. I want to like do privates and stuff, and we want to go come in here and drill and stuff, and he still won't do it. He just ignores me.
No. We'll do it. We're going to do it.
Okay.
What are you putting off? Doing privates?
Well, we were
no, we do like little secret sessions.
Ooh.
Yeah, we come in here and we do like when we go to Gary's, it's the same thing we do in here.
Gotcha.
And those are when you get good.
Yes.
That's what we need. We're going to pretend that Ed is Sam and I am me and we're going to beat Sam.
Okay.
Just a shout out to Sam. I own you tonight, big guy.
Oh, man. He's going to crush you. He is going to kill
Listen,
you.
Listen, like I was telling you, we were talking while they were rolling, and you were like, you know, I don't want to push him too hard because I don't want him to quit. And that is true for some people. But Sam's the type of person that knows how to be on top and knows how to win, and he doesn't get challenged a lot. There's not many people in here, probably nobody, that's going to tell Sam to his face that he's a loser and he'll never tap me. But if I do that, it gets him excited because nobody else is doing it, mm-hmm. and he's going to fight harder. And then when he makes the mistakes, he's going to want to fix them so he can dominate me and crush me.
Okay. I didn't say that I didn't want to push him. You said that, what did you say? You were riding him or picking on him the whole round.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that to him.
Well, because he would hurt you even harder than he did today.
Yeah, he mauled me today.
No, but I want that. I want him to go as hard as he possibly can with me because it does make me better too.
Yeah,
but it's ultimately going to make him more excited because he doesn't get like that.
Do you think he gets bored?
I hope he doesn't. And I think he could. If he let his mind go there, I would understand why. Because there's not many people in this room that are going to really push him and make him do the technique exactly right. Even me and Dave and Kyle can't make him do all the techniques right.
Right. So it's like he'll get away with making little technical errors and mistakes.
No. Big technical errors. He's so athletic and he has such great balance and his grips are so meaningful and powerful that he can get away with holding a wizard when he shouldn't be and still dominating the whole round. So he needs to do the stuff that me and you do on the side and just do from positional only, be in terrible positions the whole round, switching partner, shark tank. That's how you're really going to push that kid. And then when you do that, he's going to be even better, and then he's going to have to go to other schools. You're going to have to start bringing him around and having him challenge people his own size.
Well, he wants to compete, so that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, he's
right
we're
going to
he's
he
gonna
hasn't competed yet.
Not yet. No,
he's going to he's going to crush. He's
yeah,
going to crush.
Dominate.
We're going to make him kill. I can't wait.
It's going
to
be fun.
But we have to stop rolling. By the time he gets his blue belt, we're done rolling with him. We just sick him on other people. It's like, we're not going to fight our own dog, all right?
No, because by then, he'll be able to hone in on the skills that he needs to build for competition. He won't have to whizzer and throw or lat drop us from playing guard.
But it's not just that. He loves to win. That's why he gets so good at what he does. He wants to win, and he wants to win dominantly.
Yeah, I don't think you wrestle 4 years in college without
he's
that
hungry.
Winning mindset.
That's why he's here.
Okay, let's show him a move from the bottom. Sam, hit this half guard sweep, and you suck at this half guard sweep.
No,
you'll never hit this half guard sweep.
He doesn't understand what I'm doing.
No, but you, what were you doing today that got him so angry?
I was telling him he'll never tap me, and I was just talking to him the whole time. He's making these grips. He's making mistakes. I'm just still making the same mistakes, Sam. You'll never pass like this. But I'm trying to get.
I paid for it.
he took it out on everyone else.
Oh my God, I paid for it.
I always done that though. I like to motivate people in that way because when I can read it on them, I won't do that to anybody because some people get angry and just quit or just be like, I'm not rolling with him anymore. Or they'll come talk to you and be like, I don't want it here anymore.
Well, he punched me in the ribs.
Good. That's a compliment to me.
have you ever had any students like quit, got frustrated and just like gave up?
No, maybe one, but he said that it was, he didn't like, he kept hurting himself.
Mm.
But I sensed that that's not what it was.
Yeah, that was his excuse.
At the time that he started, he was the nail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and he didn't like
that's every gym. Every gym has the people that show up. It's not specific to Dave. I don't want people to think that.
No, that's jujitsu.
Jujitsu is hard, for sure.
Mostly, I would say that I've seen it for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and
I can see that.
I really feel that it's not kids that have siblings, only children.
Because they're not used to getting beat up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't handle jujitsu well. Maybe it's something I'm doing. I honestly don't know. But in my experience, the only children don't handle it well.
I think it's really valuable to come in here and just get your butt kicked repeatedly and like being the nail a lot. I feel like I was in that position a lot when I started out, and I just got really comfortable being on the bottom and being like dominated by people. You just learn how to control your breathing and keep your frames, and
you're still the nail.
Oh, I know. Like most
you
of
just
the time.
Want to make sure you know.
No, completely.
Okay.
I mean, you're still the nail too when you roll with Sam.
Oh man, I'm still the nail when I roll with Sam. I was Dave's nail today. I was Matt's nail today.
But what I'm saying is, like, it's important to put yourself in those situations and get comfortable, like, with those positions that suck.
Easy to say, Dave. Easy to say. But you don't know people's life experiences and what they've, the adversity they go through. You have to, I think you have to go through a certain amount of adversity before you start jiu-jitsu, or you have to start at a very young age.
This can be your adversity. Like, you can.
I know, but you have to have somebody in your corner, though. Say that you're the only child, or you have parents that don't really support you.
If
you have nobody supporting you, it makes it really tough.
You just come here and have a negative experience and never think about it in a positive way.
It's not
light.
Even just support. It's supporting you in a specific way, because everybody needs support different. Dave doesn't need support the same way that I need support.
You need a lot of hugs.
For sure.
People tell you that it's okay.
A lot of hugs.
That's actually very true, because I got a lot of hugs when I was a kid, and I rely on hugs because it lets me know that I'm doing it right. You can keep saying I'm weak. I'll crush you every day of the week. You'll never be better than me. You'll never tap me, because Dave's been training 14 years.
Listen to how angry he is.
No, because I don't want people that are listening to this to think that hugs are weak, because they aren't. Hugs are actually the biggest strength you can have.
Okay, you were hugged a lot as a child. Why didn't your parents teach you basic hygiene?
Yeah, that's true.
My dad didn't. You could ask him. He didn't teach it
to
me.
We need to actually have a conversation.
You're not a dentist,
that.
Though.
It doesn't matter. Dentist, he's a doctor.
I don't care.
Brush your teeth more.
I'm not doing that.
Please.
I've gotten no cavities from not brushing. I'm not going to start now and start getting cavities. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
The doctor said my gums aren't great, so.
You know what's funny? He was the one that introduced me to the, what's the floss thing?
The floss sticks?
Those picks.
You never used the floss stick? I don't even remember this.
Do your, do your kids brush their teeth?
My wife brushes them.
Are you sure?
Once a day. We're not animals. I mean, we are animals. That's up to her. You got to take that up with her. I don't brush teeth, mine or my kids.
That's our next clip right there.
What are you going to do? I make mistakes, Dave. You think I'm a perfect person.
I don't think that.
No, I don't think anyone in here thinks you're perfect.
No, I know, but you guys really rub it in. Like, you really want me to be perfect, but I can't do it.
I don't want you to be perfect. I want you to be a little bit better.
Yeah, I just want you to improve.
I
want to
punch both of you in the face, because you both
Dave,
need
we
way...
can take them together.
Oh, 100% we can. Yeah. No, Ed, the
barely,
thing is,
barely.
We see your potential, and you see your potential
That's
sometimes.
What makes me depressed. Yeah, okay. But I don't need you to tell me how terrible I am. I need you to support me.
We are. We're pushing you to be better.
You're
Why
pushing
isn't
me
that
to
good?
Jump off a bridge head first.
Only if you land in mouthwash.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
Why does that make you depressed?
Because I'm already beating myself up, and you guys are piling on.
You see this potential that is
for
there,
sure.
But you're not.
So why you guys
gotta
pile on? I need you to do the opposite. That's why I need hugs, because I do all the criticizing myself. So when you do it too, it's adding on top of what I already created.
Okay.
Come here, Ed. No, stay there. I was just kidding.
I was going to do it.
Brush your teeth first.
But Dave, I'd like to congratulate you again on your blue belt. It's a very big thing to get a blue belt, because a lot of people don't even get it.
That's right.
They quit way before, and you haven't quit, and you're hungry for more. And usually when you reach blue belt, you're pretty... How likely are you to keep going? More likely.
No.
No, less?
More people quit blue belt than they
Isn't that like the meme that blue belts quit?
Damn, so you are going to quit.
I was just going to come to like two more classes, flex on the white belts a little bit, and then I'm out.
Do you feel a difference now? Like, having the different color belt around your waist, psychologically, do you feel any difference?
It's funny, because at first, no, I didn't at all. Because like I didn't feel like I really deserved it yet, just because I know all the weaknesses in my game that are still there. So I got the blue belt and I felt the exact same. It wasn't until like people started telling me how meaningful it was, like this, because you're a lot further along.
This
in your
is
journey.
Your hug. This I'm giving you a jiu-jitsu hug
right now.
A little bit. I cried in my car before I came in here.
Just don't fart in her face.
Reserve that for Sam.
It was my only defense against him.
So I do have someone that I speak to regularly, he who shall not be named. Ed knows who this is. And I spoke with them today, and they were really looking forward to doing some work with you. And they thought you were a brown belt. And when they found out that you were a white belt, they became disinterested.
I would too. He got his expectations way too high.
What do you think about
that? Is that serious?
Yes.
Wow. All right. For
They're
one thing.
They're still planning on coming to work with you now, though, because you got your blue belt.
They're just a little less excited about
it. I'm flattered that they thought I had my brown belt. I do feel like having my blue belt gives me a little bit more credibility in this world.
Also, it puts a target on you.
I felt that today.
But that makes you better, too.
Yeah, well, 100%.
I also manufactured some of that target.
It's okay.
Just for fun. Now, can I ask you this, because I know that you're lazy like Ed sometimes. Did you update the website so that it reflects you have a blue belt now?
No.
No. But that's good on you. A lot of people wouldn't think about that right away. But that's good.
Yeah, I'm complimenting you. I'll go do that.
This is one of the ways that people will find him or contact him is through the website.
It's true.
You want to know what's bothering me, actually?
Tell me.
Gary.
What bothers you about
him? He puts up episodes but doesn't say anything to anybody. I go to look today, and he had an episode up for 5 days. I'm the one making clips for him. He doesn't even say, hey, Ed, I put up a new episode just in case you didn't see it.
So he's not like promoting it well enough?
Nothing. Like, he's waiting for me to do it, but then he doesn't even tell me that he put it out. So, Gary, we got to step up your podcast game. Your YouTube's doing great, but we got to dedicate a little more energy towards the podcast.
Well, he put out a little thing on his most recent podcast. He talked about how many listeners that he had. Maybe that would increase if he made a social media post.
True, true, true.
Now, that's interesting. That's something that I actually wanted to talk to you about, because Adrian thinks that if we increased our social media presence, that we would have more listens. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I listen to, like we say over and over, 40 hours of podcasts a week. I don't follow any of their social media.
True, because word of mouth is ultimately the best. He's saying if you want to maximize the viewership, for sure raise the social media. Yeah, but listen, the content that we put out, people have to be like, hey, you got to listen to my friend's podcast because they're my teacher, they're my friend. That's, yeah. But if you put out clips that are really funny, like the one we're going to put out after I edit a little more, people will start showing it to other people. Then they'll be like, oh, wait, they have a podcast. Then they look.
Right. Well, you still have a friend that only watches the clips, though. There is no right method here, because Adrian, social media equals listens. Again, I don't follow Rogan. I don't follow Callan. And I listen to all those podcasts. Segura,
Are there any non-famous people, though, whose podcasts you listen to?
Yes.
Okay. How did you find those people?
I just typed into the podcast search engine this topic, and that's how I got it.
Wow. I wonder how many people do that. I've never done that.
Really? I've done that a couple times, but I don't think that that's the norm. I think, like, you are a podcast person, so that's how you're going
to
find them.
You need to fill 40 hours. That's why you're looking.
So what I was going to say is, like, the social media stuff, there's, like, a little bit of a delayed return on the investment. So you could start making more and more posts right now, and you're not going to really see much results for a little while.
Sometimes when you talk like this, mm-hmm. I feel like you're talking down to us. Like,
he's talking down to us.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm sorry it came off that way.
It's just like when you get into doctor mode, mm-hmm. and like you're really.
He's like, yeah, hey dummy, take your vitamins.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I want you to just
think about it. Re-listen to this.
Okay.
And that's when you start your own podcast. I want you to have more of an excitement. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong about this.
No, I appreciate you pointing that out,
because I don't feel he's talking down to us at all. I think that it's just something with your personality.
This is an interesting point.
We're exaggerating it, but I'm saying, like I said, if people are going to talk about, I heard this doctor on there and he was really charismatic, mm-hmm. when he was saying points that were good too. That's something I'm working on too. Like when I get excited and I start touching Dave, that's how I know I'm onto the right track.
Six
because
feet now.
I think people can hear and feel that too.
No, 100%. So I will be curious to listen back to this. Because, I'm always trying to improve how I sound, so I appreciate the feedback. But like Dave said, maybe that's a reflection of your mindset and how you're hearing it. Dave's nodding his head yes. So I don't know.
Sure, but
it could be either one.
See, I didn't feel like he was talking down to me at all.
All right, listen to this. If you think I'm a purple belt, show it to me. You could say that I'm a purple belt, but if you're not going to listen to my advice or say that I'm talking down to him, that hurts my feelings.
But also,
that didn't make any sense.
Regardless.
No, but you said, listen. All right, let me try it again. If I can't.
Can I say something?
Purple belt at podcasting, not interpreting Dave's words.
Fine, I'm not a purple belt interpreting his words, but a purple belt in the sense that as I go on this trajectory up, we got to know the next step. You can't just be. I'm not going to get to black belt in podcasting just by doing it over and over again, like we said. We have to be looking for critiques to fix, and this might be a nuanced one that a lot of people don't figure out. That's why they don't get to black belt.
Listen, you are climbing up. You are reaching for that next level. Look how you improve every clip that you're making. We are critiquing your clips. We are critiquing the podcast. That's how you're climbing.
I know, but how come you defend him when I'm giving him a critique and you don't defend me when he's giving me a critique?
I thought your critique was useless.
Yeah, but I think that's ignorance right there. And there's no way to prove that. But there's no way to prove that's right. I don't like how sure of yourself.
Do you think that was ignorance?
No, but I'm saying I don't like how sure of himself he is. We don't know. I don't even know if it's right or wrong.
That's exactly right.
But I don't like how sure of himself that it's wrong. That's what hurts my feelings.
Yes.
What I was punch him in the face.
What I was going to say was, regardless of like if I genuinely sounded condescending, that's
you didn't sound condescending. I'm saying the tone, if you work on the tone of it, it could be, if you listen to Bert Kreischer, he's always up and he's playing to that. his highest energy level.
Sure.
Now, it's hard to play like that. He's a professional. Like I'm saying, if you could start playing with emotions, especially in just audio, nobody could see your facial expressions. That's why I like the video, because I like making faces too. And it adds to it, just like a tone could add to it too.
So he's being too monotone, maybe.
I think that might be more of what I'm saying.
There's a criticism.
I could see that. Okay. I appreciate the criticism. You said that
I didn't communicate it right. Thank you.
I'm right, or I'm saying I'm sure about this. I'm confident.
No, you
confidence is important.
Sure, sure. Confidence is important, but if you're too confident and
you're pointing.
You're so confident that you're doing the wrong thing over and over and it's working like Sam is, you're not going to get to, Sam will never get to black belt unless he fixes what he's doing. Same thing with you. You could get away with it and you are articulate and there are people that are going to take it seriously because you're interesting enough in other areas.
Ed, can I tell you some thoughts that I have about social media then?
Don't
Please.
Even look. If you keep looking at me,
I don't like
I
the way you're looking
God,
at
yeah.
him. Now you're this doing is- it condescending. Before you were being sincere.
I'm not even going to share my thoughts.
I could feel the sincerity. I'm saying I'm not saying you're not being sincere and the things you're saying are good and right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying let's be fun about
Hang
it.
Hang on. Let me just say this right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to say it on this podcast because I don't think everyone out there should get social media tips.
You're such a loser. Such a loser. Such a loser.
You want to like hoard all of this
yeah.
knowledge. You don't want to
hoard
share
it all.
Sure.
I don't want to share anything.
Why?
Because I just want us.
You see it
to
as like a zero-sum game.
Yeah, but Dave, you,
ladder.
Doctor.
No, but the reason that I just did that right now is because Ed wanted to talk about our fight because you were a witness.
Sure, he was a witness, but it isn't uncommon. I think his is the common stance.
It's a scarcity mindset that he's coming from.
Sure, but I think...
But I,
don't,
I wasn't
but,
being sincere.
You
right
know,
there.
But I don't...
Right there, I was not being sincere. That was
but
a joke.
But you've been sincere about this
sure,
kind of
yes.
thing in the
I'm
past.
Evolving. I'm trying
okay.
to get better
right,
myself.
Cool. Good.
True.
Good.
But don't be surprised that he has that mindset. I think the common mindset is his.
Yeah.
I think that as far as people go, I'm very gracious and I'm always trying to help people. Dr. Dave.
That is true.
Thank you.
You've done a lot to help me. That is definitely true.
I agree.
Mic drop.
Yeah, get out of here. You're barely helping.
1.5%. That's all I'm dedicated for.
So what's the difference? Like you want to help me. You're very free with helping me, but you don't want to help other people.
He trusts you.
No, I'll help anyone.
Okay.
No, anybody that he trusts. He's not just going to help anybody.
I trust Dave. I just met him. Dave, how long did I know you before you had a key to this place?
Oh, yeah. It was like 5 days.
No. But you could build trust that fast. If I, listen.
Dave,
listen.
How many times I talked to you before
hold
I gave
on,
you a key?
Hold on.
Probably 3 or 4 times.
If okay. Dave was a weirdo, you would
he
know it.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo, but not in a way that you can't trust. We got to sit and talk to him for over an hour.
That's true.
I've spent hours with him outside of that. And if I'm projecting trust in him, that actually helps embolden you too. You're not going to give people you don't trust information. That's a fact.
I might give him information, but not a key to your gym.
This was different because he came to us.
He didn't come to us. I searched him out. That
Whatever.
Makes it even more
was
trust.
Was he not here? He came to us physically.
If he came to us and I didn't know him and you didn't know him in any capacity, it would have been different.
Possibly. But he came from your good buddy, Samir.
And I trust
who
Samir.
I love and
trust. But that's what I'm saying. Samir, listen, all Samir did, he said, he gave me your name and that was it. He said, I know this guy and I think it would work out between you. That's literally all he said. I have so much trust in my friend that was enough. That's what I'm trying to build with a broad community. I think that's what podcasting is. They want to be able to trust you and not only trust you, learn from you, have fun with you.
And podcasting is like a pretty unique avenue for that because people listen to you for so long that like they get to know you a little bit and they feel like they're hanging out with
you. A lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it, honestly. Phil, one of my new clients, came to me through this podcast, so thank you guys for that. He said
You're
he felt
welcome.
Like he knew me.
Which Phil? Oh, Phil. He doesn't even listen anymore. I hate Phil.
No, he listened, and that's how he...
No. He. When's the last time he listened?
He listened to this episode.
He just did. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you, Phil.
I was on the phone with him, and he said he felt like we hung out that morning. And I was like, oh, that's awesome, because that's what podcasting does. It's like a real window into like getting to know people.
If it's done right, for sure.
If it's done right, yeah. So to your point about like building trust and getting to know a lot more people, I think this is a great way to do it. So I fully support you in your podcasting endeavors, Ed.
And I will support you as long as you listen to me and know that I'm always right and you're always wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
As long as I'm there to critique.
Dave loves the critique part. He hates doing the actual work part. The critique part, his favorite.
That's not true because I edited the video that's up on our website. You should redo that now that you're really good at it.
For sure. We should just reshoot one.
Fine.
I'm a lot better now.
That one wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't. But I wish we could always be on video. It adds such a...
We're on video. Well, no, because it's after. Move around.
No, but I'm saying even the crappy clips that I have been making, if there's video to them, the views double.
Don't you have a camera? Can't you just like set up a tripod?
Of course we do, but Dave doesn't
right
want to. He doesn't want to do it.
What are you talking about?
Are you going
to
let that
say
stop
that?
You?
No, he said
today we're going to start videoing our intro outro, but How long ago did I tell you I wanted to do that?
No.
I'll search back in our texts and so why tell you, why aren't you that I want to start shooting our intro outro on video. I'll find the text. It's
go
months ahead. Ago.
Go find it.
I'm going to find it.
He never pushed to action. Words are wind.
I did not push to action, correct, but I did say it. But Ed, that's because you can't be pushed too far. I have to push you little by little.
True.
That part's true.
There you go.
Fine, but we're going to be ready eventually. I'm letting you know I'm not ready currently.
What needs to happen to for you to feel ready?
That's a good question.
I need to...
Tell me.
All right, this is what I need to do. The once a week podcast, that was my original bar, right? As long as I get my hour plus out a week, that's fine. Then we started doing one clip a week, right? Now I'm trying to do one video a week, and videos are triple the amount of hours to do it. So I don't want to overload myself with the things that we don't need to do right now.
Are you hitting those first two benchmarks of like the podcast and the clips? Like
the video we've done 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
And we're going to do three because I already got it up.
Okay.
Now, is it easier if you shoot the video? So the toothbrush one you shot.
Yeah, but that's like inspiration, and it was an easy place to do it.
Okay, but we can come up with things like that and shoot video to make your life easier.
To get you to do stuff is almost impossible.
That's not true. You got to get me while I'm here, Ed. Can you stop by my house? Oh, can you?
Yeah, you got to make it convenient. He's a busy man.
I did.
Thank you.
The man doesn't sleep.
He's gonna.
That's gonna change.
I know. I'm so excited for your new job.
Next on month. Well, they're easing me into it.
Different.
Because coverage now is an issue. So I did get the job. My start time is going to be 7 o'clock, but next week I'm told that it's 6 o'clock. So I'll get one more hour of sleep, easing my way into two more hours of sleep.
That's fantastic.
I'll take that hour. I'll jump all over that hour.
Absolutely.
No, because it's an extra 5 hours a week and that adds up.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now it's going to be
Now I'll hit maybe 5 hours a night. It's going
to
be amazing.
Yeah, you got to get to six.
That's the goal. I want to make it to 6 hours.
I'm excited for you to sleep
I'm
more.
Excited for me.
But even trying to schedule anything new, I'm saying this is a new aspect and it's going to take a little more time. It's really tough to get him motivated, even if I'm coercing him. It took a lot of coercion to even get the security camera footage to make the clip.
It wasn't coercion.
It was.
It was time. I told you from the beginning, Thursday, you're like, no, we need it now. So I made it a point to get here early yesterday so that I could hook that thing up and look at it.
Yeah, but it didn't take one text. It was, if you look at the text, it was all day. I'm saying you literally don't need to do anything except for just show me where it is and I'll do it. And even then he was fighting.
I wanted to do it on Thursday because Tuesday's a late night. Tonight is Wednesday. We're doing this. It's going to be a late night. Tomorrow is an early night. I need to go to bed.
He doesn't understand that I am spending 20 hours a week on this podcast, and the earlier I can get things done, it frees me up for other things. And I still would like to do my own podcast because that would make the whole thing better too. And he doesn't care about that.
No, I do care about that. And I appreciate all the work that you put into it.
Yeah. So a way to show me is to just do that little thing for me.
And I did that little thing, but I just wanted to do it on Thursday on a day that I could go to sleep.
I feel like I'm a marriage counselor right now.
But I show,
you know,
doctor, listen.
Doctor, can you look at this?
If I'm saying to you over and over, I would really like to get it done. You literally have to do only a little bit for me to get it done, and it would really mean a lot.
Did it get done?
Why did I have to beg and beg?
It get done.
If I didn't beg, if
did
I just
it get done?
If I just asked.
Did it get done? Did it get done?
But Dave, can you see how this drives me crazy?
Did it get done on the day you asked?
Can you see what I'm dealing with?
Did it get done on the way?
Because that's not what it's about. It's about the journey, not the destination.
Dave,
tell him, doctor.
It was done.
It's the journey.
Now he just wants to complain. 1.5%. I do 98.5%.
Because listen to this, doc. Because I'm muting all the stuff that he's saying out, and you can only hear me talking.
He can do that.
I can absolutely do that. What I'm saying,
idiot.
What I'm saying is, it's over. It's done. I don't care about that anymore. But I know it's going to keep happening unless I talk to him about it and make a change. Because I don't want to go through that every time that I have an important deadline that I want
to
meet.
Okay, so what's the plan to get him to change his behavior?
I don't know.
To do
I need your friggin' help. He's been acting the same way for 9 months.
Don't be in a rush.
It's not a rush.
Wait till the weekend. Friday.
My schedule changes. Does he understand that? I have a rotating schedule for this specific week.
Yeah, but it changes in a predictable way, right?
Very predictable. And he won't listen either way.
Dave, I'm free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We can do.
Sounds like
I can
a great
pull
time
clips.
To film.
He's not willing to compromise.
Listen to this. He always has this family stuff, right? I almost never use the family stuff excuse. This week, I have family stuff on the weekend, so I would like to get it done during the week. I shouldn't have to explain that to him. He should know that I really need it done. I shouldn't have to explain myself.
I'll get you the clip on the weekend when I have time. You can build it next week.
But that's not my once a week. I have a quota that I'm trying to reach, because if we act
you
like
would
Gary,
have had to use different footage for a different video clip.
Yeah, is there a different clip that you can work on and bank it?
Listen to me. Of course there is, but that takes a lot of creative energy to sit and think about it and then process it. And maybe it doesn't come out good, because I've done that before. I've spent 3 hours on a clip and thrown it right in the garbage. If I have a guaranteed clip, I want to just use it now, because it's harder to go back into that creative bank. You wouldn't understand, because you don't make video clips, you freaking losers.
Would you be better at getting yourself into that creative state if you forced yourself to
If I didn't have Gabe in
it?
My life, I could just quit this. This is why I want to just quit and kick him to the side of the road.
I, for one, am very glad that I have you in my life, Dave.
Good.
Thank you.
Could do a podcast with him and see how much you like him after that. I beg. It would be the funniest thing ever. It wouldn't even make it a month. Not
what
even.
Do you mean? Dave doesn't have a job. He can edit the thing all day long.
He does have a job. He has his own business, just like you. Look, he's huffing and puffing because he's condescending.
That was
you.
Not a huff and puff.
That's condescension. That's
that
what
was not a condescension. That was not a huff and puff.
He just said you don't have a job, Dave. How does that make you feel? That's never very mean.
I mean, I know that I do have a job, so no, I don't have a conventional
Thank
job.
Thank you.
And he's right.
That's what I'm talking
I've
about.
I've got plenty of time.
That is what I'm talking about.
I know what he meant.
Conventional? He knows what I mean.
I don't have a full-time job. Like, I could find time to edit a podcast or do whatever
Not
I want.
You couldn't find the time to deal with this lunatic. Only I could.
Dave, have I brought you down or made you better?
You haven't done a podcast with him.
Have I brought you down or made you better?
You've made me a lot better. In a lot of different ways.
Well, how about this? You jump in this for me. For the next couple weeks, you guys could do this podcast together, and I'll do my own podcast for the month, and then you come back to me and tell me how much fun it is to work with this idiot. Is this how you thought it was going to go today?
No. Did you get that out of your system, though?
No. It's still, like I've said, all this stuff was done today, so I'm still emotional from earlier. I'll get over it tomorrow.
I don't understand what you're emotional about. We already talked about this.
You will never understand it, because you have to do the 98.5 to understand it. Believe me. Believe me.
But I always tell you what a good job you're doing. Why is that not enough?
If that was all he did, of course, that would be more than
Wait
generous.
Wait a second. And he hugs you from time to time.
No, he doesn't. He will never let me touch him.
Bro, give him a hug.
No, I'm not. I don't hug him.
See?
Why not?
It's weird.
Not even like a jujitsu hug? Get your underhooks.
It's a jujitsu hug. That doesn't count.
No. Those don't count. Those don't mean anything.
No.
They mean
get all my hugging in, so.
But I need certain types of hugs.
What kind of hug, Ed?
This is a family podcast.
No.
Because if that's what we're doing, sign me up.
No, see, if I tried to do that, you would back
Don't
away.
Don't do that.
Okay, see? He talks a big game. I'll walk the walk. That's what I'm saying. The difference is action.
Do you ever feel like he's attacking you?
All the time. This has been such an aggressive podcast.
But listen, the people can hear it too. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to listen to, maybe.
Maybe.
No. Maybe. We'll see.
If I don't describe the way you're lunging and pointing and jumping or grabbing and touching, nobody
sure.
knows that
no,
you're doing
it. No, but it adds to it too. I like that.
Yeah, but, you think people can pick it up just by the voice.
No. You can hear the... No, no. Not
They can hear your energy, but they have no idea you're lunging at us.
Sure.
Jumping at us, about to get us, and trying to touch us.
If I wanted to touch you, I could. I'm not
I'm
really
sure
trying.
You could.
Okay, so don't say trying. But the whole point is action and words are way different things. Words are so easy. Show somebody. Show me. Like, if you think I'm good at podcasting, show me. How can you show me that? That would feel really good if you could show me that I'm good at it.
We show you by listening.
I don't know what that would look like.
I'll tell you how it looks like. When you do a Zoom with me and I'm helping you with your first episode of your podcast, that's you showing me. And I know you're going to do that, so I appreciate that. Are you kidding me, dude? It's every time, and it's just his son because he wants hugs, and that's a good thing. But Dave won't give me hugs because we're not related, which is weird.
I love my son. I don't love you.
See, when I tell him I love him, he hates it. He doesn't like it at all because I do love him.
Why don't you like that?
I don't know. It's weird for Ed to tell me he loves me. I don't think he really means it. I don't think he knows what love is.
That's the meanest thing he's ever said to me. And he said some mean things.
I do say mean things.
That's really mean.
Saying that you don't know what love is.
I have two daughters and a wife that I love more than my own self. And he says that to me.
Well, you shouldn't let it get to you then, because you know it's not true.
No, but I love
like
him.
Like before, when he said I don't have a job, it didn't mean anything to me, because I know that I
he
have
knew
a job.
What I, but you knew what I meant.
No, but you also don't love him. So if somebody you loved told you that they don't want hugs from you.
I can learn to love you,
Dave. You don't love me, and I know that.
It's true.
I don't love you. We're friends.
I can't wait to quit this podcast and do my own thing.
I don't understand.
It's hard to deal with you. It really is. You don't even see it at all. That's what makes me even crazier. You
no,
can't even
right
understand.
Right now, I'm trying to make you crazy.
Why do you let it make you crazy, though?
Thank you. That's a good question.
Because emotions are hard, especially when you're creatively vulnerable, which we just talked about the vulnerability.
Have you considered therapy?
This is my therapy. I'm letting
should
it all out.
Should we go to group therapy? You and I together. Couples therapy. Maybe we should do that. Can we record it?
We could drive somebody crazy.
Yes. Bring this setup. Sit down. Record a podcast with a marriage counselor.
They would just kick us out of the room.
That is definitely what we're doing next.
We'll do it.
Holy cow.
I think
would they do that?
Probably not.
We could find somebody that would do it.
Could we have to act like we're married or something?
No, business partners. You don't think business partners can go to couples therapy?
I've never heard of that.
I'm sure you could.
Oh, we're definitely doing this.
Well, that's a great
idea.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Fantastic. Dave, that was a great idea.
Wow.
I'll listen to that podcast.
Well, because you don't listen regularly. I know that. We pump him every episode and he won't even listen. like he says, like, I'm a pro podcasting. He won't even listen to it.
I know, okay? It makes me a little crazy because in the beginning, I was like, so, Dave, did you listen to the podcast? Because we gave you a new little plug.
Yeah.
No, I haven't listened
yet.
Yeah,
no, of course
not.
So
then, like, the next time, Dave, did you... Oh, no, you know, to be honest, I haven't listened. Oh, great, thanks.
What is he talking about? He just has a part-time job. He's got plenty of time. He could listen to an
he
hour of us.
He didn't say he had a part-time job. He's trying to start and run his own business.
Right, like. Trying, and he's only working not as many hours as you work. You work way more hours than he does, and you still listen to every episode we have, like, multiple times.
Multiple times.
So he can't listen to it once.
I care. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Words are nothing, Dave.
And Dave, you don't care about the podcast? I'm okay with that. That doesn't make you a bad person. Makes you a bad friend.
It does make me a bad friend.
You're definitely a bad friend.
Sorry.
And I do care if you listen, actually, because I respect you and I want to help you with your podcast. So if I'm going to help you, listen to the freaking podcast.
No, you guys are right. And actually sitting here listening to you guys say that, I do feel pretty bad for not listening to more episodes.
Good.
Yes. So you've succeeded. I'll listen to more of the podcast.
Since we've talked to you,
mm-hmm.
I came to my major epiphanies after that conversation even happened. So we've been getting better each episode. I think, or no.
Together on the podcast?
Yes.
I think everything is getting better. The clips are getting better. The podcast is getting better. Maybe not right now. Maybe the beginning of this, you have to do a little bit of editing. But for the most part, when it's just the two of us, and I feel like Dave blends in here real nice.
Thanks.
You're going to have to edit this a lot less than... Do you remember the beginning?
I'm going to actually have to edit this a lot because we've been talking over each other a little bit.
Fine. We've been talking over each other. I stuttered a little bit in the beginning. I've noticed that. Right after rolling, I stutter a lot.
I didn't notice it because I cut it all out before.
I know. It was good.
Thank you.
But because we've been doing it so long, you have to edit less, like you said the last time.
True.
Do you remember the beginning, though? Cut that out.
Yeah. What other things have you learned, like, through this journey of doing the podcast? Like, besides the technical stuff, like getting better at editing and things like that, but...
Most jiu-jitsu people do.
Idiot.
Take that out.
Leave that in. We could talk about that.
No, we can't. This is a G-rated podcast. Yeah.
All right. So what have I learned besides the technical part?
A lot about mindset. Right? We've talked about this
sure,
in the past.
Sure. It's mindset, but...
It's interesting to me that you downplay the mindset thing because I would argue you need to work on your mindset a lot.
I'd argue that you... Don't say it to me like that. That's the argument that I'm having. Don't say it like that. First of all, like, I'm not explaining it right or I'm not coming off the right way, but don't assume that I don't take the mindset thing very seriously. And what I'm telling you is I'm in the heightened state right now. There's different stages and then the emotions hit different. Like when you say it to me next week, and if I did something really good that I know is good and Dave doesn't have any critiques of it, because there's some stuff that I've done that Dave's like, this is fantastic. And I know I hit it out of the park. And then if you said that to me, it would roll right off me. But when I make something and I know deep down that I could do better, but not right now, it's not going to be better now. It's going to be better later. And then you critique the critiques that I already know.
Right.
It hurts there. Okay. And I know I have to control it. You're right. Of course. And you don't think I take mindset seriously. That's crazy.
Right. So it's like you know that that's a problem. And I'm sitting here telling you, like, bro, you need to.
And then it gets even more. Like,
okay.
it ramps up even more.
I understand
because
what you're
telling me I'm wrong. And I know that I'm wrong. And I don't want you to say it anymore. So I'm trying to talk about something else. And then you tell me that I'm still wrong about it.
That's interesting.
I understand what you're saying.
That's like today when we were talking about Sam, when you're yelling at me to get up. I'm like, I know I have to get up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah,
right. So then I wasn't explaining it right because I.
Right.
I was thinking from my own perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So stop thinking from your own perspective and put yourself in my shoes, please.
Can you tell me, Ed, like, because I'm really curious then. So you know that this is something, like, it's on your mind. You know it's something that needs work and, like, you're thinking about it. So I guess my question is, like, what have you done for it? Or, like in what ways have you approached the problem, like, on your end?
So what I do when I'm in this state, I usually go to talk to my dad about it. And he usually lifts me up. But today, he told me the same thing that both of you said, and I didn't want that. That's
so
not what
yeah,
I was looking for.
Getting hit with that from all
sides.
Yeah.
And then the expectations of not getting what I want makes it worse as always, because I always set them too high, and that's something I've been conscious of. And even that is still too hard, because it's hard to keep them low.
Is there anything that like you can do for yourself when you feel that way? Like, is there any way that you can pull yourself out of that?
I probably have to... Sometimes I've been laying down, and my mind works too hard and I won't go to sleep. But then I hit this state of meditation. So I need to start asking myself different questions. That's all it is.
Do you practice that? Like practice meditation at all? Or
no, I've just been doing it recently because my brain has not been shutting off. I've been having thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. So I just lay down and close my eyes. And then I kind of, you know, when you're about to fall asleep but not quite, I hang out there for about 15 minutes and then I wake up and I feel a little better.
Okay, cool.
But not today. Today I was so angry at myself for messing up that I just put all my energy into the next thing and I didn't have any break. And then I came here and now you guys are keeping me worked up, which is fine. But tomorrow I'm going to reset. This is going to be some tedious work that I have ahead of me where I could just listen to a podcast and just kind of zone out. And that's what really does it. When I could do zoning out editing, that I haven't got to do that.
Okay, cool.
I like what you did with the energy today though, because the second clip is better.
I know. I used it. Instead of quitting, I used it and tried to make
good
again.
Why don't you do that with all of our criticisms?
Because, it takes a lot of energy. Like, I don't like the way I don't like to be in that state too long. Like, I was in the state for 6 hours straight, and I was anxious. My heart was beating, and I need to get out of it.
I get that. Like, it's not sustainable to stay with that energy.
That's what I'm saying. I was in it too long, and now you guys are bringing me back to there. Like, it's just like I can get that back there so quick right now when I shouldn't. So after we're done with this, I'm going to go home and just relax, chill, and then tomorrow I can relax because I already did all my work for the week.
I like that. I think it's important. I think it's good that you're noticing this about yourself and that you're able to like capitalize on this energy when it's there. You're able to go and like chill yourself out when you need to. So it sounds like you're moving in the right direction, man.
You want
to
know something else I learned?
Yeah.
I remember when I made that jump rope video, just that silly little thing.
That was the best.
I remember making that and being like, if I can make this like 3 times a week, this is how you'd be famous. Like if I could do those kind of clips, just
mm-hmm. consistently, right?
But I was like, of course I can't do that.
How long ago was that?
That was months and months
ago. I asked you to make a clip out of that.
Yeah, that was about 6-7 months ago.
Why did you say, of course I can't do that?
Because it's hard to think about it in a skill like set. I never thought of it as a skill set. I thought like some people are funny and some people aren't.
Right.
Which isn't true at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're defining like your identity. You're defining yourself.
So now I've switched it and I've learned that just think harder. It might take a little longer for each one, but now I figured out different ways to trigger inspirations, trigger epiphanies. That was my major one, is you could manufacture epiphanies instead of just waiting for them to come.
Yes. Have you ever read the book Originals?
You know I haven't read that book.
Ed doesn't know how to read. If it's not an Audible, he's not gonna read
it. I can teach you how to read, and then we can get you reading this book, and I think it's going to help you a lot, actually.
I don't want
to
do that. No, it's just a joke. I read a lot, actually, but I haven't read that book.
Okay. I think you'd be interested in it because it talks a lot about like how are people creative and like what defines successful creative people. And one of the things that they talk about is just constantly coming up with new ideas. So basically like sitting down and just forcing yourself to create even when you don't feel like it, when you're not like in the mood. If you just sit down and do it, those ideas will start flowing to you. So like the most successful people aren't necessarily the best. They're just the most prolific because they stick with it and they keep putting in the work constantly. And because of that, as like a numbers game, really good things will come out of it. So even if 90% of the work is trash, if you work every day and I work twice, you're going
to
win.
But what you're glossing over, the trash hurts to make. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like the secret is to not let that hurt, not let that pain stop you from showing up the next day, which isn't easy to do. It's
not even
easy.
Close to easy.
Which brings me to another book you should read.
Stop giving too many books. You can give me one book at a time.
One book per episode.
For sure. And then I will listen to you because I have been listening more.
But don't read the book until he listens to the podcast.
That's true. Also true.
Okay.
On that note, it's bedtime.
Can we do like 5 more minutes?
No, because it's bedtime. I want to go to bed.
Dad.
We'll do longer for the intro outro.
All right, fine. How do we do? Did we do okay?
We did great.
I feel like we didn't even talk about Dave at all.
Who cares? He was here. It was fun.
Yeah, you didn't have to.
We complimented him. He was happy. I was happy.
I figured like the first episode was like promoting me and stuff.
Yeah, but I had so much stuff that I wanted to talk to you about this episode.
You didn't get to it?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
no,
like what?
No, because we just...
Well, can I just ask one thing then?
Yeah.
What's the timeline for the podcast that you want to start?
If it's by the website, it's going to be months and months and months and months.
No, I'm going to say end of February, I'd like to have like 3 episodes ready to release.
That's a good idea. All right. I'm excited to hear it. We're going to be on it, obviously, because we're awesome.
Of course.
You're going to edit it.
I'm not editing it. I'm going to teach him how to edit it.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to learn how to edit it. I'm not putting that on him. I'm putting it on him
That's
to
not
teach
good.
Me and help me.
That sounds bad.
It's fine.
I trust you because you're a doctor.
This
so.
Made me realize I like my setup with like the boom mic on my headphones because I don't have to hold it. Like it's just I set the distance.
We could just get microphone stands. The thing is, when we first started this, we were primarily traveling to other places, so we needed to be, you don't have to do that at all. You have your setup. It's actually easier for some people. I like holding it because I always wanted to be a stand-up comedian, and I feel like I get to pretend to do that.
See, I feel so like uncomfortable holding it, and like,
this is the best thing. Oh, he loves I want to take this just without the wire, and I want to keep it in my pocket, and when I go to work and I talk to people, I pull it out of my pocket, and I talk into the microphone when I talk to people. That's a good video.
What's a video?
I'm just going to walk around with the microphone. I'll go to the mall and like ask people directions or something, and I'll just put the microphone up to my mouth when I talk to them.
In post-production, I could make it something. Like the sound will be good.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. But we have to write questions and stuff and be funny.
But no wire. No wire. I just want to walk around.
Yeah. I could set it up that way.
That'd be great.
All right, cool.
Perfect. What did you want to talk about?
I don't remember
so
right now.
Excited now.
It's too late, Dave. It's too bedtime. Late. I'm not even going to try and remember.
I was just curious.
Yeah, no, good all. Stuff. It was going to pump
stuff,
you up.
Good
but
stuff.
Now you're going to have to wait.
Honestly, I do really appreciate that you pump me up a lot. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. We have a good deal going here. Keep my things coming too, because I have to jump back on it. I fell off. I got back on. I fell back off again.
Oh, Dr. Dave, by the way, I figured out what was wrong with my back.
What was wrong with it?
My shoes that I wear to work were worn out in the way that was hurting me.
You're
so
getting
your
5 minutes.
Okay.
I know. I bought. No, but. But I bought new shoes, Dr. Dave. What do you think about that? That's a good way to do it.
Do you feel good in them?
No, I do feel good in them.
All right. Then I would argue that like that's really what matters.
No, but I'm going to do both. So Dave's going to start stretching. I'm going to start stretching. And then that's the end. Bye-bye. No, I'm not singing.
Sing.
I can't think of anything.
I'm not going to talk until you sing.
You barely talked in the whole episode, so it doesn't matter. Actually, I did want to get into what you were going to talk to the doctor about. I did ask you if we could do the doctor on Saturday, but you didn't want to do it. So I'll sit here and talk all night if you want. You don't have to talk. I don't even need you here anymore. That's what this episode was about. I was talking and talking, and you put the microphone down at one point, walked away so I can get the last couple minutes in so I can make it a full hour. But it doesn't even matter. So I'd like to thank...
Sing.
This again. Always.
Sing. You have to tell everyone what you just did.
I muted you. Okay. You are my sunshine.
That's all I need. That's it. Gets me motivated to rock and roll, baby. Let's do it. So I wanted to talk about recovery with Dr. Dave.
We didn't talk about anything. We didn't talk about any of that stuff.
Dr. Dave is a physical therapist trying to improve us, improve our lives, improve our bodies. He runs mobility classes here at the gym. And we had him on so that I had some questions. I wanted to talk about, he posts information about the whoop strap. Maybe make that only one of those. And he's been posting a lot about it lately and the information that it can give you and how to improve recovery. And I really wanted to dive deep into the recovery with him. I'm changing my job and I'm going to be getting more sleep, more rest, hopefully more recovery. And I want to maximize my recovery and I wanted tips.
Well, episode 40, for the first time ever, we have a guest in advance.
This isn't for the first time ever. We've prepped guests before.
Yeah, a long time ago.
That's because I'm not chasing people. You want
to
be on?
I'm chasing them.
You come to us.
They didn't come to us. I asked them. I asked you. You agreed. And now John Stanley and Sam, who we mentioned over and over again, they're going to be our next white belt guests. Dr. Dave was the first. We got even better white belts.
You call Sam the best white belt in the state.
He's so good.
Do you think he's the best white belt in the state?
I can't know that. I haven't rolled with all the white belts. But he's the best white belt I know. And that's a fact. I mean, he taps.
And you can take that to the bank.
Yeah, but Kyle's rolling with him, and he's fighting for his life. He didn't get tapped today, but they're fighting hard, going back and forth.
I know. Kyle's a brown belt.
It's insane. No, he's not a brown belt. Kyle's a good brown belt.
Yeah.
Not all brown belts are created equal. Kyle gives us a hard, hard time. There's brown belts I could just walk in and do literally whatever I want to them.
I know. I'm glad that Sam gives him a hard time or beats up on him the same way he beats up on me, because otherwise I'd have to throw my brown belt in the garbage or burn it.
Yeah, but in this episode, we talk a lot about the recurring theme of action versus words. If you take what I've been doing to Sam these past couple days, look at the action. He's showing up the most he's ever shown up. He said he's coming on Saturday. He's coming on Sunday. That's a lot of times. It's because he's excited to come here and try to dominate me. He loves it.
Good. So keep coming. Don't let him dominate you. Maybe you'll even submit him from time to time. I've been telling you this for weeks. Tap him out. I can't.
I'm trying my hardest. What do you want me to do? I got lucky, you said.
You did get lucky. It's not going to happen again.
No, you know why it doesn't happen again? It's because he fixes them. He learns.
Yeah, very quick. I hate that about him.
He's smarter than he looks. He's
smarter than both of us. He went to college for 4 years.
I know.
What are we going to do when he's on the podcast and he's outsmarting us?
Outsmarting us? Have you ever talked to Sam?
He went to college for 4 years.
He was very good at wrestling.
Do you think that's what carried him through?
He's very good at wrestling.
I'm pretty sure he's got a degree.
Very good at wrestling. Okay.
All right, so there you go. That's the teaser for next week. Sam Palumbo and John Stanley.
Can we do one more teaser?
Go ahead.
So, in the episode, we talk all about these clips that I've been making, right? So, I gave you the final cut of the audio with your advice, and you got to give me credit here because I did listen, and it did hurt when you first said it, but I know when you're right, and I have been following what you said. When's the last time I've not listened to your advice?
On the first try?
Nope. It's not about first try. As long as you get through to me eventually.
Yeah, but you know that's tiring, right?
Oh, give me a break, dude. I said the same thing to you. Yes, you were very tiring. I'm tiring. That's fine. But I have been listening.
You listened.
And what happened? How was it?
What was the first text back to you? Perfect. Amazing.
That's what I was looking for.
Smiley face.
Good.
Blow kisses. Love. Hug. Whatever. All the things you always want to hear. You got them and more. But don't get used to it because I know you're going to fail again soon.
Thanks. That really makes me feel great. But this is going to be our best clip ever. I hope you guys stay tuned for it. It's coming out the same day the episode's coming out.
Got to shrink it. You got to shrink.
I'm not shrinking anymore. I shrunk it as much as I could.
Did
Damn.
You shrink it more?
It's 33 seconds.
No, not that.
Oh. Oh, maybe. No, I'm not doing that.
Your wife said so too. She's smart. Her and I agree on something.
She doesn't even listen anymore. She won't. I have to just tell her.
I call her. We talk all the time.
You never called her.
No, she texts me
the
other
day. She blocked
your
number. Oh, yeah. She texts you when...
I just wanted to reach through the phone and choke her to death. I'm like, you miserable mother. I'm coming for you.
She's been keeping me good because she knows how much...
You hate me?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I really do hate you.
Whatever. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be as good as you are today. You're welcome, Ed. Meg, go to...
Idiot. So stupid. You got anything else, Davey? Where can the people find this podcast?
They can find us on all social media platforms at To The Death Podcast. Be sure and email us, tothedeathpodcast@gmail.com, and check out our website, tothedeathpodcast.com.
And also stay tuned for Dr. Dave. He said late February he should be coming up with his first episode. I can't wait to be a part of it. Also, Gary, if you're still listening at this point, step your
idiot
up.
But listen, guys, maybe Dr. Dave will have a podcast by July or August. If he's planning on February, it'll be July or August. He is a procrastinator. I'm not angry. I will ride him until he puts it into production.
And that's why I think he will come out with it earlier than you're saying, because you are so good at nagging.
You're welcome.
He's welcome.
Whatever. Fine. All right. There you go. That's it.
Wait. You didn't have anything else you wanted to talk to him about?
All the recovery and stuff.
That's nothing. That's one topic.
No, because I wanted to really dive into it. He said if we wanted to have a conversation off the podcast, the last time he was on the podcast, I wanted to have it on the podcast and really dive in deep.
But I'm so friggin' interesting that you forgot all about it.
No, it wasn't that you were interesting. It was really fun.
Interesting, you loser.
No. There's a difference between interesting and fun. That was fun.
It's a type of interesting. It's like funny.
Funny is not interesting. Funny is funny.
No, funny is very interesting. When you hear a new joke, that's interesting.
You know what's interesting? History. History is interesting.
Right.
It's not funny.
History
that
can be funny.
Was funny.
No,
oh, yeah?
No.
What's funny about history?
The history hyenas.
What?
History hyenas.
No.
You didn't even listen to them. You should listen to them.
I'm not gonna.
Hey, Babe, you listen to that podcast?
No. I thought you were talking about the movie with the pig.
Babe, I've seen that in 1995.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay, you got to go to bed.
Hit the button. Yeah.
All right.
Hit the button. No, the power button.
No. Okay. We'll see you guys next time. This is To The Death Podcast.
Episode 39.